we invite you to a short lesson in anatomy, which we think you will find very useful. So listen carefully. The next article for men brings a simple Taoist technique to help you improve your virility. Then, listen to part two in our guide to yantras. A yantra is a geometric design acting as a highly efficient tool for contemplation, concentration, and meditation. Today, we look at the meanings of the various symbols within the yantra design. The meditation of the day will be the state of divine happiness. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino will be your yogi hosts in today's podcast. The anatomy of the penis. We invite you to a short lesson in anatomy, which we think you will find very useful, so listen carefully. The penis, the male sexual organ, is partly inside and partly outside of the body. The man's penis is anatomically divided into two continuous areas, the shaft or external portion and the root or internal portion. The body of the penis, sometimes referred to as the shaft, is cylindrical in shape when flaccid, but when erect is somewhat triangular in cross-section, with the angles rounded. The root of the penis begins directly below the bulbourethral glands with a long cylindrical body of tissue known as the corpus spongiosum, or corpus cavernosum urethrea. This tissue extends through the shaft of the penis to the tip, where it expands into a mushroom-shaped structure called the glans penis. Running through the center of the corpus spongiosum is the urethra, a common passage for semen and urine. The urethra ends in a slit-like opening at the tip of the glans penis. Beginning alongside of the bulbourethral glands is a pair of long, cylindrical shafts called the corpora cavernosa penis. These continue through the body of the penis, occupying the sides and upper portion directly above the corpus spongiosum. They terminate immediately before the glans penis. The base of the glans has a projecting margin, the corona, and the groove where the corona overhangs the corpora cavernosa is referred to as the neck of the penis. The corpora cavernosa consists of empty spaces divided by partitions of tissue. The tissue consists of muscle, collagen, a fibrous protein, and elastic fiber. The corpora cavernosa are termed erectile tissue, because during sexual excitation, the fibrous tissue is expanded by blood that flows into and fills their empty spaces. The blood is temporarily trapped in the penis by the constriction of blood vessels that would normally allow it to flow out. The penis becomes enlarged, hardened, and erect as a result of this increased blood pressure. The corpus spongiosum is also considered erectile tissue. This area, however, does not become as enlarged as the other two during erection, for it contains more fibrous tissue and less space. Unlike the corpora cavernosa, the corpus spongiosum has a constant blood flow during erection. A circular layer of elastic tissue encloses the corpora cavernosa and corpus spongiosum. A thin layer of skin, in turn, covers this circular layer of tissue. The skin, which is slightly darker in color than the rest of the body, is loose and folded while the penis is in a flaccid state. At the beginning of the glans penis, a circular fold of skin, commonly called the foreskin or prepuce, extends forward to cover the glans. A median fold, the frenulum, of the prepuce passes to the undersurface of the glands to reach a point just behind the urethral opening. The prepuce can usually be readily drawn back to expose the glands. The physiology of erection. The creation of an erection is an extreme cascade of events that requires many different things to happen. There are numerous chemical transmitters involved in this, including epinephrine, acetylcholine, prostaglandin, and nitric oxide. An erection occurs when the nervous system activates a rapid increase in blood flow. Numerous sexual stimuli are processed by the brain and transmitted to the penis via the nervous system. Internally, the penis has three long masses of cylindrical tissue known as erectile tissue that are bound together by fibrous tissue. All three masses are sponge-like. They contain large spaces between loose networks of tissue. When the penis is in a flaccid or resting state, the spaces are collapsed and the tissue is condensed. During erection, blood flows into the spaces, causing distension and elevation of the penis. The amount of blood entering the penis can be increased by physical or psychological stimulation. As blood enters, there is a temporary reduction in the rate and volume of blood leaving the penis. The arteries carrying blood to the penis dilate. This, in turn, causes tissue expansion. The veins leading from the penis have funnel-shaped valves that reduce the outflow of blood. As the erectile tissue begins to enlarge, the additional pressure causes the veins to be squeezed against the surrounding fibrous tissue, and this further diminishes the outflow of blood. Essentially, blood becomes temporarily trapped in the organ. Take into consideration the anatomy of the penis and the physiology of erection. We propose you to practice several methods for toning up the penis. Bathe your penis, alternatively, in warm water and cold water. If you use ice, it is better, as much as possible. Do this exercise daily in the morning for at least 6 months. Massage your penis until you get an erection. Then put a circular elastic at the base of the penis and keep it there till you lose the erection. The squeezing of the penis's base diminishes the outflow of blood. Repeating this procedure several times in the morning, as a consequence, the penis will become tougher. This procedure doesn't produce any harm. Perform daily a strong massage with your hands starting from the base of the penis in order to provide a good flow of blood through it. You could also use a vacuum developer to provide a good irrigation of the penis with blood. Read the article Special Techniques for Penis Enlargement Part 1 for more information. Practice the exercises for erection that were presented in article Your Penis Will Be Tougher. Lastly, practice the Taoist method for increasing the virility that was presented in the article How to Improve Your Virility. How to improve your virility. To be without virility means to be lifeless. It means to lack the ability to wander. Abhinavagupta. Here is a Taoist technique for increasing male virility. Breathe in through your nose and lead the air and energy to your stomach. Do not stop it in your chest. Imagine the air as a balloon and then roll it down to the anterior part of your body, to the abdominal muscles. When the air reaches the inferior part of the body, take it to your penis. While taking the air to your penis, press the Hui Yin region with the three middle fingers of your left hand. It is situated halfway between the anus and scrotum. This pressure makes it possible for energy to get back to your body, and so it accumulates in your penis. Breathe normally whilst keeping your left hand fingers on the Hui Yin point. At the same time, start to massage your penis. Move it back and forth, stretching it 36 times in a slow and rhythmical motion. Use your thumb to massage the penis glands. This will lead to an erection. If you do not succeed, then keep on massaging the glands of the penis until you get an erection. Next, rotate the penis with your right hand as much as possible, starting at the base and moving up 2 centimeters at a time. Energy of air will accumulate in the penis and will be drawn to the glands. Feel the pressure moving to the top. Maintain this state without forcing it too much. Elongate the penis outwardly by rotating it 36 times clockwise, first to the right and then to the left, and rotate it 36 times both ways, all the time maintaining the air pressure. Finally, move the erect penis slightly inward and to the left 36 times. After performing these exercises, bathe your penis in warm water for a minute. This will help to absorb and dilate the yang energies. The exercise completes the massage of the limb, and you will see a change in 5 to 6 months of daily practice. Effects. This exercise massages the whole urinogenital system, including the penis, the prostate, the veins, arteries, and surrounding nerves. The bladder and even the kidneys are stimulated. A lot of energy goes through the penis, and thus its function is improved.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. Introduction to Yantras, Part 2. Dissecting a Yantra. The power of a Yantra to induce a certain kind of resonance is based upon the specific form of its appearance. Such a diagram can be composed from one or more geometrical shapes, which combine into a precise model, representing and transfiguring in essence, at the level of the physical universe, the subtle sphere of force corresponding to the invoked deity. From this point of view, we can argue that a yantra functions similarly to a mantra, or a sacred word. Through resonance, a certain energy from the practitioner's microcosmos vibrates on the same wavelength with the corresponding and infinite energy present in the macrocosmos, energy which is represented on the physical plane by the yantra. The principle of resonance with any deity, cosmic power, aspect, phenomenon, or energy owes its universal applicability to the perfect correspondence existing between a human being, seen as a true microcosmos, and creation as a whole, known as macrocosmos. The yantric contour. Every yantra is delimited from the exterior by a line or a group of lines forming its perimeter. These marginal lines have the function to maintain, contain, and prevent the loss of the magical forces represented by the core structure of the yantra, usually the central dot. They also have the added function to increase its magical and subtle forces. The dot, or bindu. The dot, or bindu, signifies focalized energy and intense concentration. It can be seen as a kind of energy deposit, which can in turn radiate energy under other forms. The dot is usually surrounded by different surfaces, either a triangle, a hexagon, or a circle. These forms depend on the characteristics of the deity or aspect represented by the yantra. In tantric iconography, the dot is named Bindu. In Tantra, Bindu is symbolically considered to be Shiva himself, the source of the entire creation. The triangle, or Trikona. The triangle, or Trikona, is the symbol of Shakti, the feminine energy or aspect of creation. The triangle pointing downwards represents the yoni, the feminine sexual organ and the symbol of the supreme source of the universe. And when the triangle is pointing upwards, it signifies intense spiritual aspiration, the sublimation of one's inferior nature into the most subtle energies. Also, the triangle pointing upward signifies the subtle fire or Agni Tattva. The fire is always oriented upwards, thus the correlation with the upward triangle, or Shiva Kona. On the other hand, the downward pointing triangle signifies the element of water, which always tends to flow and occupy the lowest possible position. This triangle is also known as Shakti Kona. The intersection of two geometric forms, such as lines, triangles, circles, etc., represents forces that are even more intense than those generated by the simple forms. This indicates a higher level in the dynamic interaction between the correspondent energies. The empty spaces generated by such combinations are described as very efficient operational fields of the forces emanating from the central point of the yantra. That is why we often encounter representations of mantras in such spaces. Yantra and mantra are complementary aspects of Shiva, and their use together is much more efficient than the use of one alone. The six-point star, or Shatkona. A typical combination that is often found in the graphical structure of a yantra, and is the superposition of two triangles, one pointing upwards and the other one downwards, forming a star with six points, known as Shatkona, also known as David's Star. This form symbolically represents the union of Purusha and Prakriti, or Shiva Shakti, without which there could be no creation. The circle, or chakra. Another simple geometrical shape that is often used in yantras is the circle, representing rotation, a movement closely linked to the shape of a spiral, which is fundamental in the macrocosmic evolution. At the same time, the circle represents perfection and the blissful creative void. Out of the five fundamental elements, it represents air, also known as Vayu Tattva.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of divine happiness. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the state of divine happiness. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.